Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today's lesson is pre-intermediate.
That's right. It is part two of playing poker.
Boop, boop.
Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Poker.
Okay, so we had a lot of great comments from part one.
Right.
A lot of poker players.
Yes.
Amongst our open language listeners. So what we wanted to do today is talk more about how to play the game.
Right. So getting in there, taking it a step further than just chips and cards and things like that, and actually what to do.
Okay. So the characters are the same. It is Christine and her friend Paul.
Right.
Paul is the expert. Christine is the student.
Right. Paul could be a card shark.
Ooh, we're going to find out the meaning of card shark after listening to this dialogue.
Excellent. Okay, I think I get the names of the suits and hands. I'm still not sure about betting, though. Doesn't that vary from game to game?
Even though the betting style is different, pretty much any game from five-card draw to Texas Hold'em will use the same lingo.
Okay, good to know.
So, with betting, you can check, call, raise, or fold. Just remember that if you say, "I'll raise you 20," it means that you're changing the bet amount to 20, not adding 20 on top of it.
Do you guys actually say "too rich for my blood" when you fold?
Sometimes. In any case, it's a good phrase to know.
Great. Now I just need to work on my poker face.
I had no idea you were such a card shark.
No, I just like to play friendly games after work.
Well, since I helped you with poker, would you be able to show me mahjong?
Deal. Okay, so great vocabulary here. Mm. Lots of actions and how to play, getting into the nitty-gritty of poker.
Yes. So we kind of pick up where we left off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Christine, she gets the names of the suits and of the hands, but she's not really sure about the betting.
Right. So betting is just to bet.
Right.
And it's to put money down.
Yeah. I'm right. You're wrong. And this money says that I'm right.
I bet you're wrong.
I bet you're wrong. Yeah. So betting is a very common, I mean, all gambling is betting in a sense.
Right.
But because there are so many different ways to gamble, mm-hmm. betting is going to vary from game to game.
I love this word, very.
Very.
It's the same pronunciation as V-E-R-Y.
Mm, right.
But it's with an A, and it means to just be different.
Be different.
So like various.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. It's true. So, you know, accents are going to vary from place to place.
Exactly. And here, even though the betting style is different, pretty much any game from five-card draw to Texas Hold'em will use the same lingo.
Okay, so here we have the name of two poker games. Poker is not just one game.
Right.
Right? It's many, 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 many games. And these ones are, well, Texas Hold'em is probably
the most common.
The most common here.
Yeah.
Five-card draw is just like a really basic version.
And I've heard of five-card stud.
Five-card stud. Yeah.
I don't know. I know Texas Hold'em and that's it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yeah, they're basically just different ways to play poker.
Yeah, but the rules are generally the same. As we said, the betting style is pretty similar. And most importantly, they all use the same lingo.
Right. So in part one, we saw the word terminology.
Really big formal word, right?
Right. Lingo is just the informal word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The lingo.
And it means, like, for example, in poker, you have the river card.
Yes.
And it will be the same no matter what kind of poker you play.
That's right.
You know, you can say, hit me.
Hit me.
Or I fold. It's all the same no matter what type of poker.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so in poker, you can do lots of things mm-hmm. while you're betting, while you're actually playing the game.
Right.
The first one you can do is check.
Right. So this is, you. If you watch poker on TV or if you go to the casino, you may see people knock on the table.
Yeah.
And that means I'm not moving.
It basically means I pass.
Yes.
For now. You're not passing on betting. You still have to bet.
Yes.
You just will let somebody else make the first bet.
Okay. Gotcha. And calling?
Calling is somebody else made the bet. For example, Tara makes a bet and I say, okay, I agree. 10.
Okay. And then at that point, do we show our cards?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, not yet.
And then raise.
Raise is just if Tara says, 10. And I think my cards are very good. If you guys remember from part one, maybe I have a full house.
Ooh.
Then I'm going to say, I want to raise this.
So you're going to increase the bet.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And then something sadly that I do a lot when I play poker, because I'm a very nervous poker player, I fold.
I fold.
It means I'm done.
Give up.
I'm out of this hand.
Yep, for sure. No more.
So you guys play. I'm going to watch this round.
Now, it's pretty neat here because there is a little tip in the dialogue. We just mentioned Tara betting 10, me betting 20.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to say I'll raise you 10,
right.
Meaning 10 more. I would say I want to raise you 20.
Okay. So that means you're going up to 20.
Yes.
You're adding 10.
It's kind of a weird way to look at it, but it's the way they do it in poker lingo.
Okay, that I didn't know. And you're changing the bet amount. So how much?
How much?
And you're not adding, so you're adding 10 on top of my 10.
That's right.
Not 20 on top of my 10.
Okay, so we just heard on top of a couple times.
Yes.
Just in addition.
Yes.
Also.
Also. Right. Now, here's a great expression.
Yeah.
Often when I play poker, again, I am not a confident poker player. So I'll be like, you know what? Too rich for my blood.
That's too rich for my blood.
Yeah. Just means my hand isn't very good.
Yeah.
It's too much of a bet. The bet is too big.
I'm going to lose too much. I mean, because really rich people, they can gamble so much.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly. But when for example, if I know I only have one pair in my hand, but I have a feeling Adam has a full house.
Right.
I'm going to go, you know what? Nope. Too rich. I'm going to fold.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Actually, I only had, like a 9 or something. 1-9.
1-9. And we'll talk about that in just a second.
We will. We do have another word here, which is phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And we say this a lot at Open Language.
Right.
You guys probably know what it means by this point.
Expression. Saying.
Phrase.
Yeah.
Saying. They're all the same.
Right. Idioms sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here, I love this one, and you might have heard Lady Gaga singing about this.
Yeah.
Poker face.
Can't read my.
And expression came from playing poker.
Yeah.
So if Adam only had a 9 in his hand, but he looked really confident.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the opposite is if I have like a really good hand,
yes.
I'd start jumping up in my seat or I'd start smiling.
Yeah.
And I don't have a poker face. I actually have tells.
Ah, okay. So people, it's like show and tell, right?
Yes. So a tell is like a sign of something or a little body language kind of thing. But a poker face is when you don't show anything.
Right. You just no smiling, no frowning.
Right. No emotion.
No emotion.
But inside.
Yeah. So some people who are really good at, doing the poker face, at showing their poker face.
Totally.
Are card sharks.
Mm-hmm. So a shark is someone who is good at something. So a pool shark.
Pool shark, yes.
Is someone who's good at playing pool.
Yes.
You will also see loan shark. That's
yeah.
a little different.
Well, because these guys are actually, like you, if your friend is good at poker, you can say, hey, you're a card shark.
Yeah.
But actually, these people are the ones, they go around and say, hey, do you want to play a game? You know, let's just play for fun. But they actually,
they hook you in.
Yes.
Oh, we'll only bet $5 this time.
This time. But then
next, you know, and you win.
Yes.
And then you get the confidence. And then we also call those hustlers.
Hustlers. Yeah.
Yes. So be careful of Card sharks and hustlers.
Any sharks, really. Like, I don't think there is
a good.
Yeah, and a single expression or phrase in English where the shark is good.
No.
It's always going to eat you.
Yes, exactly. Now, Christine, she doesn't like to deal with card sharks.
Mm.
She likes to play friendly games of poker after work.
Okay, so I just said play for fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is another way to say play for fun.
Totally. This is a great thing. After, you know, Paul's given some tips about poker, he wants some tips about mahjong.
Okay, so you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Exactly. And Christine says deal.
So this deal here at the end is, as we learned in part one, deal means to
hand out cards.
Hand out the cards, to give out the cards. But here, deal just means like,
we have a deal.
Yeah.
Yes, we've made an arrangement.
We've made an arrangement.
Yes.
Deal.
Like you, when you sell a car, it's a deal.
Make a deal.
When you, a business deal, that kind of thing.
Sure. Maybe Tara says, Adam, I want to treat you to some beers. I'll say, deal. Deal.
All right. So let's take another listen to that whole dialogue between Christine and Paul talking about poker.
Deal.
Okay. I think I get the names of the suits and hands. I'm still not sure about betting, though. Doesn't that vary from game to game?
Even though the betting style is different, pretty much any game from five-card draw to Texas Hold'em will use the same lingo.
Okay, good to know.
So, with betting, you can check, call, raise, or fold. Just remember that if you say, I'll raise you 20, it means that you're changing the bet amount to 20, not adding 20 on top of it.
Do you guys actually say too rich for my blood when you fold?
Sometimes. In any case, it's a good phrase to know.
Great. Now I just need to work on my poker face.
I had no idea you were such a card shark.
No, I just like to play friendly games after work.
Well, since I helped you with poker, would you be able to show me mahjong?
Deal. So there, every time I think about poker, there's a song that comes into my head, and it's a song by a man named Kenny Rogers.
It's not Poker Face.
It's not Poker Face. It's called The Gambler.
The Gambler, yeah.
And this actually, the song in itself has a lot of the language that we used here.
Yes.
So you have to know when to hold them. You have to know when to fold and walk away.
Know when to run.
So see if you can find Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
Yeah.
He is
a handsome man. He's really old now.
He's older now.
He's a handsome, rich, really good singer.
Yeah. I grew up listening to Kenny Rogers. Which I don't know if is always a good thing, but I didn't have a choice. But this is a classic, classic song in North America. And let us know, have you, you know, taken any of these tips to heart? Are you a good poker player?
Are you a card shark?
Are you a hustler?
Are you a hustler?
And we look forward to reading all of your comments.
Okay, guys. Thanks as always. And we'll see you next time.
Take care.